place. Okay, and we are at that Mishnah. And today we have line one, really wild gears to change from the Gra. Gonna hand it there for that one. We'll get to it in a few minutes. Eitor Amino Shader Amino. One cannot take Truma from a one type, type A, on something which is not its type. Being Torim, if he did take Truma, ain't Truma so Truma. Now, there's a very broad definitions here. Kol min chitim, any type of wheat, no matter what grade, no matter what color, no matter what type, echot, it's all the same. Kol min tanim, all types of figs, no matter what type, no matter what grade, echot. Tanim ugrogus vedvelo. If you have figs which are fresh, dried figs, and pressed figs, right, the three different, steps in the drying of figs, tormi mizel echot, they're all one, but tormi mizel zeh. Kamakom, you can take two in front of the other. Kamakom, she's going any place where there's a coin. Tori mina yofe. You give the coin from the good stuff. The Kamakom, she ain't coin. If there's no coin around, you have to keep the tumor around until you're a coin. You find a coin. Tori mina miskaim, you take from the stuff which will last. Regardless, so Elum would turn me off, meaning off, you always take from the better stuff. The Torah butzel cut and troll it. You rather should give a small whole onion. Have a low chatzi butzel gadol, but not a half of a large onion. Here too is Yishu's miskaim. A small onion will last longer than half a large onion, even though of course it's a smaller volume. Remember, Loki Ella Bachati Bada Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, consistently says you give half of a large onion. The Chener Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Tzad Rabbi Yehuda said, Tormi betolim mi b'dein medina. One takes betolim onions which are grow out in the hinterlands, which are larger, but not as which grow in the near closer to the cities, which are larger, but not as long lived. I'll crave him on those which are from the villages, which are smaller but which last longer. But you don't take from the small ones, even though they last longer, on the Bidea Medina, on the ones which grow in the cities, which are larger, because politicians eat large onions which are going to rot quicker. Must be a message in that. So in any event, so politicians mean, of course, significant people. So therefore, he says that you give that which is more significant, that which the politicians eat, and that is the larger onions, even though they're not going to keep preserve as well.
And this along with dates, the title of grapes, raisins,
everything. Yeah, grapes, and we're going to learn about that in detail.
The first time that root has been used.
Yes, first time. I don't know. It might be the only time. For all I know, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember any other place politicians. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishru B'Shem Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yanai. Ze'echon Mishloshe Midrashos. This is one of the three Midrashos. Now we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Shem B'Kuvari Torah, one of the three Midrashos concerning Truma, which is clear cut in the Torah. What does it say? Kol Chelev Yitzar. Any of the best of the olives. V'chol Chelev Tirosh V'Dogan. Only any of the best of wine and of grain, the goimer. But a man on kayami, what's the purpose of this drasha? Im lelamed shehein tormin. Now it's shehein is like ain. If the teacher is not allowed to take truma minatirosh ala dogon from grapes on grain, minatirosh and from grain on grapes, that's pashut. Right. Because if it says that Tirosh and Yitzar, which are grapes and olives, which are both fruit, yeah, you cannot take Trumas and Maises from each on the other. Duo heavy duomar. And if you're going to say Matirosh Yitzar Shem Yichonim Sheshnei Mina Ilon, Tirosh and Yitzar, grapes and olives, even though they're both two types of trees, they're both trees. Eitari Meister and Zemizel said, nonetheless, you can't take Truma from each other. Kava Chomer, it's obvious, right? Everything else is obvious, right? Because, why it's obvious? Because two types of tree are not kilayim in each other. But you can plant olives and grapes in the same growth. If, nonetheless, you cannot take truma from one on the other, that means that, of course, anything which creates kilayim with each other, you certainly can't take truma from one on the other. So therefore, certainly two types of grain, one on the other, which is kilaim, makilei akerem, makilei zeraim, is forbidden. And so too, two types of vegetables would be forbidden, right? So kavachomer shnei marbe, shnei minei dogon. Now, I don't know if you have this, but kavachomer shnei marbe, let's see what is in here. No, it's not. You have afani marbe shebedogon, shnei minim shebetvua, shein tormin to, yeah. I have kavachomer shani marbe, and the Gemara it says, vayu, it says, vaafani marbe, right? Vaafani marbe, shnei minim shebedogon, two types of grain, shnei minim shebetvua, tvua is another type of crop. Shei terim ma'aser mizel zed. Of course, you can't be terim ma'aser from one or the other. It's obvious. Komin chitim echad, right? Now you have komin chitim echad. He takes that out. All right, the kavanoki takes it out because it's not really relevant. L'chein tzricha. So therefore, what do I need to tell us? They now have to take truma from Dagon and Tirosh, or from Tirosh and Dagon. It's obvious. You can't take from Dagon and Yitzhar, from olives or grapes. You certainly can't take from olives on grain. So it has to tell us, afilu me'agron, meaning from light-colored wheat, al shmutis, from light-colored wheat on dark-colored wheat. We mean shmutis al agron, and from dark-colored wheat on light-colored wheat. So now it's coming to us, not only stuff which is kilayim is osir. Obviously it's osir, right? Because even stuff which isn't kilayim is osir, because we see that from grapes and olives. But even two types of grain, even both are wheat, but since they're two different types of wheat, it's osir. Okay? That's what the extra pasuk of not being of Tirosh and Dagon is coming to teach us. Okay, call me to Tatum Agrogos of Chui. You don't have that header, I assume, do you?
No.
Okay. Call me Tatum Agrogos of Chui. Tani, we learned, Tormim to Anim Agrogos. One is allowed to take Truma from figs on dried figs, Beminion, by count. Now, this is an advantage for the Kohen. Why is it an advantage for the Kohen? He's getting fresh figs, but the same count as dried figs upon which the truma was being taken. Fresh figs are obviously more volume, right? So therefore he's actually getting a larger volume than he would otherwise get. Okay, it's true. Were he to dry them, they'd be the exact same shear. But now he's getting more volume by getting fresh figs over dry figs. Okay? So Don't worry. This time about truma. Well, that's a good question. Talking about truma's meiser. Right, but truma gadol wouldn't count. That's right. Talking about truma's meiser. Now, avalo teinim al agrogros al teinim b'mida. If you take vice versa, if you take from the dried figs on the fresh figs, then you go by measure, and that also is an advantage for the coin because it gets much more, right? Because if you go by volume, so the little volume of dried figs certainly is already the same amount as as fresh figs. And here you're going by absolute volume, so you're going to get the coin's going to get far more of the dried figs than the other ones would have gotten had you gone by count. So it always goes to the coin's benefit. And therefore, I have a low to anim al grogus mamita. You cannot do figs on dried fresh figs on dried figs based on volume below grogros alteinim b'minyan. Nor can you do dried figs on fresh figs according to count. Okay, that's all Tanakama. Shimon Gamliel Oimer Shimon Gamliel says no. Sali to einim will grogros mean echode. He says baskets of figs and baskets of dried figs are one type. The Torah might be out there, you can take two sides from the other, and the Gemara is going to explain that in a moment. My father would go by exact count. He would take 10 of the dried figs from their container. out there, which is called the muktzah, that's where they used to dry them. I guess it's not really a container, it's an area where they used to be dried. I'll teach him tainer shabbat kola and use that to take the Shulas Meiser on 90 figs which were in the basket. Okay, so you go always by count. Now let's go back to explain Rosh Hashanah, who said you go by basket. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Savar Meimar. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba wanted to say, okay, you just have Rabbi Yirmiyah, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Savar Meimar wanted to say, Atogoya esat, this is what Rosh Hashanah meant to say, Atogoya esat somuk. You see the dried fig, which literally means shriveled. Kilu tapach, as if it is fully moist. The nos of salin kimodi inun, and you take a the basket as are, meaning you reckon what it would have been. For instance, you have 5 pounds of fresh figs, and you say well, let's say dried figs are more dense, so 2.5 pounds of dried figs. It has the same amount of flesh as 5 pounds of moist figs. So it says Rav Shkrim Leo, you can reckon that, and you do reckon that. You make an estimate of what the proportion is based on the density, the relative density of the two fruits, that which you're taking the trumos from, and that upon which you're taking the trumos. Okay? So he says, we reckon the relative density. We do take that into account. That's how Rabbi Abba interpreted. So it says you take a sal, or when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you take a sal of tainim and a sal of grogros and one on the other, it means the relative proportions based on what they usually schlep in baskets. In other words, you reckon what the proportion of density is. Rabbi Yoin and Rabbi Yassi Tarvayin Omrin. Rabbi Yoin and Rabbi Yassi both said, they argue Rabbi Yoin and Rabbi. They say derech hatapuach litzmok, that which is moist shrivels. Vein derech hatzamuk litpoach, that which is shriveled does not become bloated again. Therefore, v'nosiv salin rav revin b'teinaya, and therefore you take large containers of figs. Now that means that Rav Shimon Gamliel meant that you have to take let me make sure I get this right. He said you can't make it proportionate. You can't do proportion. You can't reckon what the proportional density of each of what one vis-a-vis the other is, but rather you have to take the specific amount of figs which corresponds to the dried figs, which corresponds to the moist figs, and vice versa. In other words, I guess what I want to say is that you have to go by minyan. You can't just go. You can't go by by reckoning. You have to go precisely by minyan and by mida, whatever's more exact. Well, whatever's going to be more of a chumrah, I assume. But let me clarify that more, because I still don't think I'm saying it well enough.
He's definitely not saying you can only take dry figs against dry figs and moist figs against.
No, he's definitely not saying that. Okay, but what he means to say is rather that you have to take into account you can't make it proportionate. There must be some measure which is absolute. There are two possible absolute measures. One is to do it based on count, right? Minyan, right? To take count well there. I need 10 dried figs for 90 moist figs, or vice versa. And the other is to do it based that would be the other way around. You have to take 10 moist figs based on 10 moist figs for 90 dried figs. That would be the fee minion, and that would be to the advantage of the Kohen. Or you would have to do when you're taking from moist figs on from dried figs on moist figs, you have to do it based on volume. right? Because then you'd have to take a larger amount of dried figs to correspond to the volume, because the volume, obviously, of the moist figs is much larger than the volume of the dried figs. So you do whatever works out to be advantageous of Kohen, like Tana Kama said. See, I don't know how he argues in Tana Kama with that. That turns out to be exactly like Tana Kama. What is the machlokas between him and Tana Kama?
What is the difference?
So the share of the Kriya is one of the Tefach. Being the corner on base, before the hosting ball, so Kriya is the
I don't know, I guess I'm missing Soy Rabbi Yon and Rabbi Yossi. Because there's a line here which I'm not taking into account, and I'm not confused. Rabbi Yon and Rabbi Yossi both say, Tarvayin Armin, Derecha Tapuach Lit Smoke. That which is bloated becomes contracted. Vein Derecha Tzamuk Lit Poach. And that which is contracted does not become bloated. Therefore, it has to work only in one direction. You were saying that before. What direction were you saying it works in?
I was just saying that you take dry,
you're close, but not quite there. The way now I understand it, he's saying there's only one direction. It's not multidirectional. Tana Kama says it's multidirectional. Depending on whether you're doing it from dried on moist or moist on dried, you'll either say count or volume, whatever's more cold, whatever's better for the Kohen. He's saying it's not multidirectional. You must take from the moist figs. You must take from moist figs on dried figs, and not vice versa. And when you take from moist figs on dried figs, you have to take based on volume. Okay? In other words, what you do is, you take, the opposite. You must take from dried figs on moist figs. And when you take from dry figs on moist figs, you must take according to volume. That's the chumrah. In other words, you can only take from dry figs on moist figs, and not from moist figs on dry figs. Why is that? So in that he said, they both said, derecha tapuach lit smoke. You can take from dry figs on moist figs, because sooner or later the moist figs are going to become dried figs. So the dried figs are more advanced, right? That's the stage which they're going to reach. So you can take from dry figs on moist figs, but not from moist figs on dry figs, because moist figs vis-a-vis dry figs are not yet at the same stage in the process. Am I making that clear to a certain extent? So that's what he's saying. Since that which is moist will become dry, but that was dry has never become moist, so if you take from dry on moist, because the moist would eventually become dry, so they have a common denominator. But you cannot take from moist on dry, right?
At all. It's going back a stage.
What?
It's going back a stage.
Right. Because for the truma to work, it would have to be, we look at the commodity which is becoming truma. Right, it won't work even a minion. That's exactly what he's saying. So it's Tanakama holds it works both ways. That's the machlokas Tanakama Shem Gamliel, according to this. According to Tanakama Shem Gamliel holds, machlokas is that Tanakama holds you always do what's advantageous to the Kohen, whether it's Mido or minion, but it can work both ways. They bring in the svara of, no, it's a one direction. That which is now bloated will eventually become shriveled, but not vice versa. And therefore, we look at the commodity which we're making truma, and it has to be a commodity. It has to be that the commodity on which we are taking is truma is something which is somehow connected to that which we're taking truma off of. So therefore, he says we can take from dried figs on moist figs, because the moist figs will eventually become like the truma, which is dry. But you cannot take from moist figs on dry figs, because the dry figs cannot be exempted by the moist figs. They are never going to become moist. Okay? So that was their logic.
If you take into account what the coin wants, maybe the coin only wants moist.
What? Doesn't matter. It's not up to him. The question is, what's considered to be the same min? What's a common denominator? Okay, Tamon Tanidon. Oh, I skipped. Now, the Mamish Tabi Gimel base. Omle Rabbi Acha said, Kain Rabbi Ila Rabchon.
Yeah. Is there like an underlying spark? I mean, other than him saying that it doesn't go backwards in the process, does it make like a different min or something?
Yes, but I don't know. Because that which is now bloated becomes shriveled. So the shriveled figs are the common denominator. The end product is the common denominator. That's what I mean to say, right? So therefore, the shriveled figs can be the truma because they cover all. But because shriveled figs are either. Eventually, these regular figs will become shriveled, so trim figs will be the truma. But since the moist fig, you can't take moist figs as truma because the moist figs, they're of a common denominator.
I understand, but I'm just wondering, does it fit into the concept of or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think it does. That's my impression. Although I can't tell you for sure. Okay. So Rabbi Yachon said to them, to Rabbi Yon, Rabbi Asi, Yossi, Ken Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Chon, have a nug, the Rabbi Ila, your Rebbe, used to do it as well, used to take the truma from dried figs off of moist figs. Okay? It's interesting. And I think in Trumos, he's not called Rabbi Lo. I just noticed that today. He's called Rabbi Ila here. Same person. The Bavli's called Ila. Till now, it's called Rabbi Lo. And now it's called Rabbi Ila. So my impression is that Trumos is probably edited in a different base medrash. All right. But in any event, Tamatini, we learned over there. Kibetza Ochlin, Sheanichu Bechamo. You left a betza worth of food in the sun. Minismatu. And they shriveled. Bechain Kazayas Minames. You have a Kazayas from a dead body. You left in the sun and it shriveled. You left in the sun, they're shriveled. Kadosh minasher, it's in the size of a lentil from a dead rodent. Kazayas pigul. A kazayas of pigul, a kazayas of nosar, a kazayas of chelev. Once they shrivel, harelu toirin. Because we have less kazayas. Venchev and lamish, even though they're denser, even though all, you know, law of the conservation of matter, it's all there, doesn't help. And therefore, when you eat them, you're not chayev, the pigle nurse and chaylev as well. What do you put them in the rain? And it bloated again. The ones from the south said, as long as there was gezayis there to begin with. That sheet is understandable. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, Tarvayin Ami, they both say the fascinating thing. If it bloats in the rain to more than Kazayas, even if it didn't start off as a Kazayas, it's still Mechayiv, you and Pigol, Chelev, Noisar, Nuztomi. So the absorption of rainwater, which bloats it, gives it the status of a Kazayas. It's a very big Chiddush. Okay? We'll discuss this. Tamot Tanina. We learned over there yet another mission. This mission is from Menachos. Amrulo. This is a machlokas there, which the Gemara doesn't bring down here. But Rabbi Meir have a machlokas. In Mincha, which had to be made chametz, like Shavuos, they would bring chametz. Mincha, which had to be made chametz. How would they make a chametz? They have to bring in sourdough. Would they use sourdough from the Mincha itself? In other words, would they make some starter sourdough from the Mincha itself? Part and parcel of its. Of its dough, or they bring sourdough from somewhere else, sourdough which already existed, in order to ferment the mincha. So Rabbi Meir says they would bring the sourdough in and of itself. They would make it in that dough. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yehuda says you will bring sourdough from somewhere else. Now Rabbi Yehuda Ben Meir was displeased with that spark. They bring sourdough from somewhere else. Why? Amrulo, sorry, Meir, here it's called Amrulo, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be too much or too little. That's a precise amount of flour which has to be in the mincha. In Yisaron Solis, right? The 43 and 3/5 beitzim. If you bring the sourdough from somewhere else, that perfect amount will be skewed, says Rabbi Meir. Why is that? Man Amrulo, who's the one who said this, Rabbi Meir? And we explain what's his objection. Pa'avim shasa or yafe. Let's say you have really good sourdough. Really good sourdough is very, really strong. So you, in proportion, you're going to have more water to sourdough in that portion where the sourdough is, because you don't need that much sourdough because it's very strong. If you have really good sourdough, you'll need less. So therefore, that's going to skew the amount of flour you have in the mixture. Why? Because you're going to have less flour in the sourdough than in the rest of the mixture, the rest of the batter. Do you understand that, to see that's true? So the sourdough is so effective, you require less dough, more water. So therefore, in that spot, you're going to have actually, ultimately, you're going to have less than enough. And the entire mincha as a result, you have less than enough flour. Okay, that's one problem which might have been. Sometimes the sourdough is very effective and it bloats up. So a little bit more of the water goes a long way. The sourdough goes a long way, and therefore you have more water. But where to have been the actual material from which the rest of the mincha is made, meaning the other flour, I said smuka. So then it would be not as bloated, and then there'd be more flour. You're losing the flour content by using sourdough. Now that the you have good sourdough and it bloats over there. Were you to take away the water, which is in the bloated part, it would actually be near its chasera. It would be too little dough, too little flour, and vice versa. Sometimes the sour is bad. It's not so effective. So in that case, you'll need more sourdough and less water. And that'll skew the flour proportion too high, right? The sourdough is bad, and it's shriveled. But were it to have been regular flour over there, so that it would have been properly proportioned. Now that the sour is bad sour and it shrivels, you see, that place where it's shriveled, right? Where there's less dough. No, there's more flour, sorry. Place where it's shriveled, meaning the sourdough is not as effective. And therefore, it's not going to be good unless you put in more sourdough. So, you see this shriveled sourdough as if it is it's less water. Oh, what did you say? Yeah, you're right. Can you say it again? More shriveled needs you need more water. Yeah, the question is the flour content in the dough. Here you're going to have too much flour, right? Because you're going to have to put in more sourdough in order to get it to work. Just for try and figure out how to read into the words. V'achshav shasor ra, now that the sourdough is bad, v'utzomek, and the amount of sourdough which you would normally use would not be sufficient, because it wouldn't cause fermentation properly. It would be shriveled. So you have to add more sourdough. At roes atzomek yutavach. So now you're going to have to see that which is shriveling up, as if you have expanded it properly. The nearest you say, right, is you have too much flour. I'm not sure exactly how to punctuate it and translate that, but you get the idea of what's going on here. So if you have too good sourdough, so then you're going to have too little flour in the mixture. You have too bad sourdough, you're going to have too much flour in the mixture, okay, because of the way the amount you'll need. Now, the Gemara, the next three lines, the grua completely changes the gersa. I think you have a grua in the back. I don't know if that shas does, but I know this shas does. You do have a grua? Oh, good. Okay, so turn to the very back. Yerushalmi Maseches Trumas goes to Biri Rabbeinu Eliyahu. There are no page numbers in mine in the grua. It's way back, way back. Yeah, but not in mine. Way back. Yeah, now you're in the right area. Trumos. Okay, no, I have a different. Yeah, I know, I have a different shas. Ain't her imperic shady. You're on the right page. Okay, so here it says in the second column. Where it says Ahmed Bays, a little bit further down. Vachi Garcina. The Tari Garcina is 3, 6, 9, 12 lines down. Okay, it's the fourth word for the end of the line. Do you see that? Yeah. Well, you see this in Rashi script, and the rest of the line says Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish in block print. You have it? Not yet? 10. You have it? Well, you see it in Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Tana Commander and Mayor, Rabbi Shin Gamliel Amru Dover Echad. Now he says, the Gra says, this is the way to read the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Tana Commander and Mayor, and Rabbi Shin Gamliel all said the same thing. Now what did they all say? Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, that, I have to find them. Yeah, that we look at the Gezaias. If the Gezaias bloated in the rain, even though it didn't originally have a Gezaias, that's good enough. Okay? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, and Reish Lakish. We look at it now, Lamaisa right now, it's proper. That's good enough. Okay? That's one thing. Next thing is Tanakam Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda argues Rabbi Meir. Meir is saying, listen, the flour in the mincha is not going to be proportionate. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care. Right now, does it look like a mincha? Is the dough a proper dough? So what do I care if it's off a little bit too much, a little bit too little? It doesn't matter to me. Right now the consistency is good, like a normal one should be. So Rabbi Yehuda also looks at the product as it stands right now. Finally, Shin Gamliel looks at the product as it stands right now. Now here, that means that where Shin Gamliel says, when you're taking Trumas and Maestros from Grogros off of Te'enim, you go by proportion. You take proportion. In other words, you look at right now the relative densities. You don't look at Mido or Mishko. Rather, you look at what the relative densities and proportions are properly as they are now. Is that clear? Tanakama held back there said, if you're taking off from Tainim and Grogers, you go by Minyan, which means the coin gets an advantage because it's going to get X, the same number of fresh dates as he would have gotten with dry dates, figs. So that's not proportionate, right? That's looking at as if these are dried and these are moist, and so on and so forth. Rishon Gamliel says, look at exactly now, measure proportionally what the dry to the moist are, and that's how you take off. So all these people hold, says the Gra, you look at Asher Husham, so to speak, as it is now, without taking into account what it once was or what it once might be. You take a look at it right now as is, and that's how you make your reckoning. Okay? Again, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Tanakam, Rabbi Meir, Rishon Gamliel, Amru Dover Echad. That's how he learns the first part of the statement. The second part of the statement is Rabbi Meir, Dromoi, and Rabbi Yossi, Shloshan Amru Dover Echad, Biasera. Rabbi Meir, Dromoi, and Rabbi Yossi all said the same thing, that you go after its original larger proportion. Meaning like this. Let's take a look at these three. Dromoi was once arguing Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They said, now, it's if you have something which bloated in the rain, it only works if it had a kesayis to begin with. So even though now it looks like more, I have to go look, be a seira, now it looks like it's more. I have to look at what it once was, right? Now it looks more. Doesn't matter. I can't look at it as what it is now. I have to look at what it was once was. That's Romoy. The next one is, I skipped, Rabbi Meir. That's Dromoi is that. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that even though the mincha looks like a bad mincha now, but I have to look at the underlying thing, right? I have to look at what the flour is. And in order to get at the flour, I have to think, what's in the sourdough? Is it good sourdough? Is it bad sourdough? What are the proportions of flour in the sourdough? So I know to adjust them with the rest of the mincha. So even though now it looks okay, it's not sufficient. I have to go back and make a rechashbon of what it would have been otherwise. And finally, Rabbi Yossi is the one who said, what? Oh, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yonah, that's right. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonah both said that that was the case of Chair before, that you have to take from the dried figs on the moist figs because eventually everything becomes shriveled. Right? So therefore you have to find the common denominator of what's going to happen, the smaller shear, and look at what that's going to be. Right? So you take from the you take from the dried figs on the moist figs based on their volume. Okay. So based on their volume. I don't know if it's on their volume, but the idea is that's the idea. I still don't understand Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonah properly. But I still don't understand Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi properly, but I understand the principle here. In other words, that all three of them are saying, I have to look at it not in its current form, in its bloated form, but what would happen if it would shrivel up. Okay, so now let's go over it all outside again. So we have the sheet that's aligned, to the extent that we understand them. Which I think we understand all of them except for Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, which are that there's two ways of looking at things, as they are right now, or as they could be, right? So how when we line up the sheets, we see that to begin with, Rishon Gamliel said we make everything proportionate based on our understanding of the situation right now. He says we look at it as they are right now. When we look at Rabbi Yonah, Rishon Gamliel said something which bloated in the rain, even though it was originally Gazayas, now it's a Gazayas, we look at it as it is right now. And finally, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as the sourdough vis-a-vis the rest of the dough seems to make a proper consistency for mincha, that's sufficient as long as right now it looks okay. They all look at it as is, okay? Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi both say, no, you don't look at it as is. You look at it as it will be when it shrivels. And therefore you take from shriveled date on whole dates and shriveled figs. On whole figs and not vice versa. Right? That's the way you have to take the troublesome misers. And then along comes Jeremiah and say, even though right now it's blowing in the rain, you have to look at it as it would be if it was shriveled up. And therefore it's not a kazayas, and therefore it's not metameyu. And finally, according to Rabbi Meir, even though right now it looks like a proper mincha, you have to look at it as if it was not done, you know, in this apparently good form, but rather what the antecedents of the case are, and therefore it might not be proper. Okay, so that's the machlokes between the two approaches. Right, one of them looks at what was or will be. Right. Yes. But one of them, one sheet is look at her as it right now is. The other sheet is what it once was or what it will be. Right? The present is really a philosophical statement here. According to him, the present is meaningless. Right? It's like that song that, right? The hove is a fleeting moment. So how can you take that into account? So big machlokas among the early philosophers, medieval philosophers, Jewish philosophers, there's a concept of the present. Right, so therefore there's a whole machlokas where there is a present at all. Maybe there's just the past and the future, but no present. Okay, so that could be the machlokas here as well. All right, on we go. Elan debay bar pati. Those are the house of pati. I don't know what gears do you have. Do you have with the name that you have that over there? Elan debay bar pati, something similar. Okay, what daf we have now? Elan debay bar pati. Those are the house of bar pati. Bashlun orez, they would cook rice. They cook rice. Intramataktah, you say, they forgot to fix it up. Now it's already bloated, right, with water. Chavrayan tzavar meimar, yosif chai lekovel mevushal. Take that which is raw rice corresponding to that which is mevushal. In other words, based on what it was, what the rice, the cooked rice, was before you cooked it. Okay? So, which he says is approximately half its volume of what it is when it's cooked. So, Amar Lun Rabbi Yossi, Af Ana Darko Chai, I'm sorry, Af Ana Amar Kain, I also say that. Why? Because Lama Shedarko Lid Poach, because its derech is to blow it up. Now here's an interesting thing. Here everybody would agree that you take it based on what it is when it's risen, when it's bloated. Why? Because okay, next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Tarmin Zaysin Shemin Al Zaysin Kevish. You give from oil olives on olives which are pickled, because oil olives are better to eat. Shalom is aseh kevish, not for pickled olives, aseh shem, and on oil olives. The yain shen mavushal, give from wine which is not cooked, ala mavushal, because wine which is not cooked is better. Lomin avushal, al shen avushal, not from cooked wine, on wine which is not cooked. Okay, because cooked wine is worse. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so we're going to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, De Rabbi Yehudai, this is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar, who says you always take for the better. From Rabbi Yochanan said, I've got a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda that he seems to contradict himself. The Tzinyan Tamon, we learned over there that when a kohen can cook the wine once he receives his truma, because it makes it better. We're on a base now. You found him out because he's mashbiach, makes it better. Rabbi Lez Amar Enu Muchlefes. Rabbi Lez says not a contradiction. Tam on Bekoi. What it means is the Kohen is allowed to cook it if he wants to have cooked wine. But it's not better. On the contrary, it's worse. Bekai Bebalim. Therefore, when you give it to the Kohen, you must give it in its raw state, so to speak, not having been cooked. But it actually tastes worse once it's been cooked. Tam on, and we learned over there, There's a statement that one cannot cook wine of truma because it makes it diminished. What does it mean it's diminished? Because people are not going to drink it. There'll be less people to drink it because it doesn't taste as good. The Chadamai, the other, said that because some of the volume evaporates when you cook it. Originally, we didn't know who said what point. Since Rabbi Yochan asked the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda that he contradicts himself, Rabbi Yehuda said he doesn't contradict himself, right? The Rabbi Yochanan Omar, it must be the Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that Yayim Mavud's possible, that Yayim Mavushal is better. Because that's where he understood the Gemara, which said, the Mishnah, which says Rabbi Yehuda holds. You can cook wine. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that cooked wine is better. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabban, who argue Rabbi Yehuda, hold that cooked wine is worse. And Rabbi Lezer holds that it's consistent all over. Rabbi Yehuda always holds you're not supposed to cook wine because it makes it worse. It must be Rabban and hold the stish kefirlich if you cook wine. So it must be that if they hold you know how to cook wine of truma, it's not because it makes it worse, but rather because you're losing some of the volume in the cooking process going to evaporate. Again, we're trying to figure out who holds what according to Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ami Shem Rishlogi said, because less people are going to drink it because it doesn't taste as well. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah argues Rabbi Yochanan. The Tanya Rilei Rishin Gamliel Omer Af Min She'ena Mevushal Al Mevushal. It says that you can even take from wine which is not mevushal and wine which is mevushal. That sounds like koshkin. You can certainly take mi'am mevushal al she'ena mevushal from stuff which is cooked to stuff which is not cooked. So it sounds like cooked wine is better. Says Maram Rabbi Yami Lo Tanya Rabbi Yochanan Af. Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn the word Af. Since he didn't learn the word Af, you don't have the word af in your Gemara, right? But it means it means. So Tani Rabbi Yochanan af, he didn't learn the word af. So since he didn't learn the word af, it means that specifically, it's not even this, but rather specifically this, you must take from Enu Mavushal and Mavushal, because Enu Mavushal is superior. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Zaklau, this is the general principle. Koshu kilayim b'chaveir, anything which is kilayim with its fellow, lo'itro mizel zeh, you cannot take trum from one or the other. I feel me the upper right, even from that which is good and that which is bad, obviously. Which doesn't create chilaim, Torah mina yofel are allowed to take from the good on the bad, avolo mina rali yofel, but not from the bad on the good. Vim Torah mina rali yofel, what if you did take from the bad on the good? Trumasa truma, you're a sinner, but the truma is valid. Chutz mina zoni and alchitim, except for the poor wheat known as zoni, alchitim on regular grain, that we have it in that they're not, you can't take truma from one on the other. Bakishos melafafon, squash cucumbers, min echad rabbanon hold, it's one min, Rabbi Ramesh shnei minim, it's two separate minim. Let's go to the Gemara. All right, bon bar kata b'shem Rabbi Ila, velosi suo lav chet v'gomer. It says, if you take from the good on the bad, you won't bear a sin. From this we deduce, Mashu b'nesiu savan, that if you take from the bad on the good, you bear a sin. Now, if it didn't work at all, how would you bear a sin? You didn't do anything wrong. It didn't go through. It must be that it does go through. That's what our Mishnah is saying, that if you took truma from the bad on the good, although you sinned, you're no se'ovon, but it did go through. Okay? So after the Mashu also, you see that he, once he did it, it does go through. Okay. Chutz min hazonim v'chulei. In Sefer HaMishnah, I know you don't have the header. In Sefer HaMishnah, you can't take from zonin on chitim. Why? Because zonin is a meichel behemah. It's not a meichel adam. Even though it's a wheat which is only eaten by animals as fodder. Hadav eshu eichel. But were it to be a foodstuff, then it would be valid. And I have here havi a truma. It would be valid truma. Masnish Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Armish like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, it seems. The time Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Aviv. Shrabi has the same as name as father. Tarmi mina yael chobzikte trumer from wine on vinegar. Avalomina chometzla yai, but not from vinegar on wine. Of arvitarim, if you did it b'diavad, truma also truma. So here too, b'diavad, if you took from a poor grade human food on a high grade human food, then it would work. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, yain v'chomet shnei minime. Wine and vinegar are two different types of product, and therefore I tell you, main meister mizelz. You can't take true meister from one or the other. So see, if one is such a significantly different grade, even though they're from the same type, you can't take true meister from one or the other. Amr Shmulev Shmulev said no. Mistabra makes sense to say Yoide Rebbe Lidvar Torah. The Midaraisa Rebbe, even Rebbe holds you could take truma from vinegar on wine. Why? My time the Rebbe. So why did Rebbe say it's usher Midrabana? Shema Toimer Shemuta the truma mina yain al chemet. If you say that you could take from the wine on the vinegar, Afusaber Meimah, the person will come to make the mistake and say Shemuta li chomina chometz l'yayin. You can take from the vinegar on the wine, even though that's not vinegar d'oraisa, because that's poorer grade. So if Rebbe made a takana, that it doesn't work in either direction. But hypothetically, it does work, and that's what our mission is inferring. That hypothetically, if you add something which is Michael Adam wheat, even of a severely lower grade, it will work to take off truma and higher grade wheat. Hakishos me'alaf from v'chule, squash and cucumbers, Rabbeinu Kedaita, Rabbanan Kedaita, Rabbeinu Rabbanan, both follow the line of reason, which is known to us. The Tzinatel, we learned over there, Hakishos v'amalafafon, squash and pumpkins, Eino Kilayim b'zeh b'zeh, Rabbeinu Amar Kilayim, therefore you can take true mice from the other, Rabbeinu Amar Kilayim, Rabbeinu says they are Kilayim. Okay, let's just make Aschola next parak. Hatorin Kishos v'nim tzismora. If somebody takes truma off a squash and then he finds it was bitter, avatiach, he takes truma off a watermelon, v'nim tzasrua, turns out to be rotten. Truma, it is truma. The avatiach may have to take truma again. It's truma, but you have to take truma again. Why? Because if he knew, it's ironic. If you knew it was definitely bad, so it would be truma, he wouldn't have to take truma again. He'd just be a sinner. But here he didn't know it was bad. And it's a suffix. He didn't know it was bad. So therefore, we're more machmir than him. And we say, listen, Rabbi Yid, you didn't transgress in Aveira, but we want to make sure you don't transgress in Aveira next time. So therefore, take truma twice. This and another time. Okay? Hatori min al-chavit shel yayin. If you take truma off a barrel of wine, and you need to chometz turns out vinegar. Im yadua, yadua, shayse shel chometz tachlo torma. If you knew it was vinegar before you took off truma, in a truma, it's not good. Here they didn't even let it go by the evid. Im yishu torma ichmita. If it really became vinegar after you take the truma off, I raise the truma to val truma. If you're unsure, truma, it is truma, the absolute truma, make truma again. When you have two suffix trumas, like the case in our Mishnah, or rather, the first is suffix truma, then we made you take off again. So then neither of them is a bona fide, neither of them is considered to be the full blown truma, that should make it usher be meduma. Why? Because meduma is only anyway the rabbana. Midaraisa, even truma's bata barov. That which we say in Katz Meduma is only chumra the rabbana, right? So therefore, that chumra the rabbana, we don't say here where you have to take off double truma. We the rabbana didn't give you in place of a double whammy this chumra. Are you shining with damasif ne'atzma? Therefore, if each one fell separately into some regular food, it doesn't make meduma, and therefore, if you eat each one separately, in chayvel of chomesh, not chayv a fifth, the chayin ashniya, that also applies to the second one. All right, let's go to the Gemara. Micha. They're not waiting outside, are they? I didn't see them. I don't think they finished downstairs. They are waiting? They're gone? All right, so we'll stop here for tonight and we'll start the Gemara tomorrow.